Let's call this meeting of the Senate Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. on Monday, February 11th, and we have a quorum to do business. Present are Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Diesel, Senator Bishop, Senator Reinbold, Senator Keel, and myself, Chairman Birch. Legislators in the audience, don't see any? Right off. And please turn off your cell phones or put them on silent. I would note that we have one item on today's agenda. That would be SB 22, Shellfish Enhancement Projects and Hatcheries. This is the second hearing on the bill. It was previously heard on January 30th when we took public testimony. We have a committee substitute before us for adoption. Is there a motion?
Chairman.
Vice Chair.
I move that the CS for Senate Bill 22, that's 31-LS0335M, be taken up as the committee substitute for our working document.
Okay. And do you want to object for purposes of explanation?
I'll object for purposes of explanation, please, right. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. And with us, we have Trevor Fulton, our committee staff support, and the bill's sponsor staff, Tim Lampkin, here to explain changes.
Trevor? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Trevor Fulton. I'm staff to Chairman Birch. The CS before you was drafted in response to concerns brought up the last time SB 22 was before the committee, and during individual conversations with user groups since the bill was before the committee. Recognizing the already robust permitting process shellfish hatcheries would be subject to, these changes were drafted with the aim of creating an annual review and public input process involving both the Department of Fish and Game and the Board of Fisheries while minimizing the burden to the hatchery operators. The changes are as follows. Page 1, line 1 to 2, there was a title change, and that removes a reference to application fees for salmon hatchery permits from the title as recommended by the drafter. This was additional language that didn't need to be in the title, so to make it cleaner, we took it out. The second change to the title there adds terms relating to mariculture, the Board of Fisheries, and the Commissioner of Fish and Game, and this is all to accommodate the substantive change in the CS, which is the new Section 2. Which is found on page 1, line 6, through page 2, line 4. And this new section adds a new subsection to 1605-300, which is existing law relating to meetings of the Board of Fisheries. This new subsection requires that the Board of Fisheries hold at least one annual meeting where the Department of Fish and Game presents an update on the status of the mariculture industry, including shellfish hatcheries. That meeting must be open to the public and provide adequate public notice. And that's a brief summary of the changes. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from the Senator Keel? Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Can you run us through why we're taking out the title reference to enhancement of shellfish and adding in management of enhanced shellfish? What's the substantive difference there that needs the change of terms in the title?
Management of enhanced stocks of shellfish still appears in the title. Through the chair, pardon
me.
Page 1, line 2, about halfway through that line, relating to management of enhanced stocks of shellfish.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions? I would note that we do have, in addition to Mr. Fulton and Mr. Lampkin, we have online subject matter experts available for questions. Sam Rabung with the Fish and Game is here in person. Julie Decker, Brandon Spanos, Dr. Ginny Eckert, and Alpheus Bullard. Other questions? Senator Giesel.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm wondering why. The fundamental question of why, whenever, of course, we have a bill. I have seen the 2002 document from the Board of Fisheries, Joint Protocol on Salmon Enhancement, and the hatcheries in this particular document were supposed to have regulars provide updates at their meetings. Would this not also automatically apply to mariculture hatcheries? I'm not sure why we need to put it in statute. So perhaps an explanation.
Thank you for the question. Through the chair, Senator Giesel. If the question is why we need to put this into statute, it was basically in response to concerns that were brought up since the at the previous hearing and since then.
Could, Mr. Chairman, could those concerns be articulated? Are people online to speak about those concerns?
And if I might add to that just a little bit, there was an existing process back in 2002, as you mentioned. There was an agreement or a protocol worked out between the Department of Fish and Game and the Board of Fisheries to talk jointly about hatchery management. It's my understanding that those meetings, whether or not they actually ever happened, I know they didn't continue to happen after some point. So they did fizzle out, for lack of a better term. I think putting it in statute would solve that problem of it fizzling out and make it a little more permanent.
Thank you.
Again, are there people that will speak to the imperity of this?
We can have that.
Okay, yeah. That'd be good.
Other questions? Senator Conco.
Mine's along that same line. I'm glad she asked that, because then the next question is, it would be a Board of Fish meeting. There's several, so it was just a matter of how that would play out in the board meeting series, and would they be timed to be in a certain place, those kinds of things, and maybe the department can help us understand how the Board of Fisheries might implement this. So
certainly I'd be happy to punt that question to Sam Rayburn, Department of Fish and Game.
Absolutely, we can do that. Is Sam here? Okay. Please come forward, identify yourself for the record, and if you can offer a little more follow-up and clarity on the need for that annual reporting effort.
Yeah, for the record, my name is Sam Raybung. I'm the Director of Commercial Fisheries Division, Alaska Department of Fish and Game. To speak to the question through the chair, the way the hatchery protocol works right now, it's specific to salmon hatcheries in the protocol, since that's all we have. That's the only enhancement program that we have in the state, so specific to salmon. They met pretty consistently for about the first 6 or 7 years after the protocol was put in place, and then it's my understanding that the Board of Fish kind of lost interest and stopped scheduling them. Our next one, we had a meeting last October, a day-long meeting, and we've got one scheduled for March 8th. Will be our next official hatchery protocol meeting in Anchorage.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So these then are separate meetings from other Board of Fish meetings?
Through the chair, it's tacked onto the statewide meeting. It's just when there's a, in my opinion, we're playing catch up, so it's taking longer. But once we get this routinely scheduled again, it won't take a full day is my opinion. I think that once people are caught up and have a better understanding of what's happening out there, we won't need the full day. And I can't speak for the Board of Fish, but I would expect that they would probably couple, if this bill passes with this amendment, they would probably couple the meetings together. We'll issue our reports annually as directed in statute 1605.092. And it'll just be a matter of presenting that information to the board in a public venue. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Sir?
Just for clarification, you're talking about salmon enhancement and mariculture enhancement kind of together, and this would separate them out, true? So the salmon fishery report would still come out in this Board of Fish. And is that the part that you're doing catch up on, or would be on the mariculture?
Yeah, through the chair, we have not had the authority to permit mariculture enhancement projects to date, so we haven't had to do any reporting on that. So far, the only program that we are able to permit for enhancement programs is for salmon.
Yeah. That's where I say duh.
Other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. I think if the changes have been adequately explained, and just ask if the objection remains. Senator Giesel.
Mr. Chairman, I would be interested in hearing from the bill sponsor related to this CS.
Certainly. Thank you. Mr. Lampkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. I convey Senator Stevens' gratitude for hearing the bill and and moving it forward. As regards the CS, on its face, it clearly establishes an annual requirement to have a meeting on this subject, mariculture and shellfish enhancement projects. It's a public comment process. There's nothing in the language that suggests any formal action would be required to be taken. It's just simply having a public hearing. So in the spirit of having these conversations held openly and in the public, that presumably can't be a bad thing, and therefore Senator Stevens sends his blessing accordingly.
Thank you, sir. Okay, seeing no additional questions, I would like to let the record reflect Senator Kawasaki joined us about 10 minutes ago, about 3:31, and thank you for being here. There's no other questions. We probably need to have the objection removed.
Mr. Chairman, I would remove my objection.
Okay. With no further objection, the committee substitute is adopted. Are there any further questions or comments? We've probably driven it home. Well, great.
Go ahead. Are we moving the bill right now?
Well, when questions are concluded, the bill was previously heard on January 30th, and when we had public testimony, it was taken and closed. And so the intent would be to move the bill, sir.
I then would have a comment, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got some concerns with the legislation. Some of it was mentioned at the previous meeting. I'm looking specifically to hearings in Section 02. Oh, I'm sorry. In Section 4 of the bill, under shellfish enhancement projects, where it's new, it's completely new law. There was a discussion that folks had about issuance of these permits. If you turn to 010 on shellfish enhancement projects, it talks about the regulations and in times in which the permits may be applied. It talks about each applicant for the permit under this section shall apply. The new operator shall apply for a permit. The commissioner shall consult and recommend. The next item E is the commissioner may not issue a permit under this section, and it was just a catch that, for me, it looks like they may or they may not, rather than they shall not issue a permit under this section unless the commissioner determines the action would result in substantial benefit. I would feel more comfortable if that were to say shall. I have an amendment, but I if the idea is to move the bill, then I guess that's fine. I've got some concern over this legislation just because of the testimony that was heard at the last committee hearing.
Okay. Mr. Lampkin, would you care to address the specifics?
Through the chair, Senator Kawasaki, I guess on that subsection E, I'd first like to point out that this language is modeled precisely under existing statute for salmon hatchment. I could be mistaken. I'd need a blue book in front of me to confirm, but I would be willing to bet a dollar anyway, and I'm not a gambling man, that it says the commissioner may not in the other sections relative to salmon enhancement. That is a interesting point to bring up. I guess I would like to refer to a lawyer or attorney or drafter if indeed that is a substantial reference may versus shall in that particular line. We're referring to page 3, line 11, if mm-hmm. I understand correctly. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lampkin.
Mr. Chairman, if we can get the Department of Fish and Game up, maybe they could tell us how this has actually practically worked out, and it may shed light on it, or it may add confusion. Who knows?
It shall shed light on it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Shed light on it. Please,
for the record, Sam Raybong, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Director, Commercial Fisheries Division. It is modeled almost exactly after the Salmon Fishery Enhancement or Salmon Hatcheries statutes. There's a little bit different in that we don't have a regional planning team process for mariculture species like we do for salmon. So we've kind of modified that and included language where we would consult with experts in the species. So we've included a broader range of experts. All the shalls are requirements for the permitting process, and the may is the criteria by which the commissioner could deny one if he chose to use that criteria. The substantial public benefit, it's an assumption. You know, we can't prove it until it's tried. So that's where the may comes in. And then the jeopardized natural stocks. Again, we use precautionary approaches, but we can't prove a negative. So we have to use the term may. So.
Thank you, Mr. Raven. Does that conclude your questions?
Just one more just to put on the record. Of course, there were folks that had talked about the pink salmon enhancement projects that are going on in the Cook Inlet, and the, there are some concerns that maybe the natural stock has been outcompeted with, along with the king salmon and other salmon species. And so I think there's a general concern I've got when I see legislation like this that doesn't force the commissioner to not issue a permit, and it says may. And so I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Other questions, concerns? Okay. With no further objection, the committee substitute has been adopted. And Mr. Vice Chair, I would entertain a motion.
That, Mr. Chairman, I move that we report Senate Bill 22 with the CS set for Senate Bill 22 out of committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal notes.
There's no objection. We will see, we have moved SB 22 has moved from committee, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Note that the next committee meeting will be held at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 13th, when we will hear an update of the Ambler Access Project. And I would note that this meeting is adjourned at 3:49 p.m.